Toy Story 4, the latest movie in the popular Pixar series, opens in theaters tomorrow. It introduces a new character, Forky, made by hand by a kid out of a spork, pipe cleaner, and some mismatched googly eyes.
Bonnie made a friend in class.
What a kid!
Oh, she's already making friends.
No, she literally made a new friend. Hey, it's okay. Come on out. That's it. Come on, there you go. Come on, let's get you out of there. You got this. Good, good. Everyone, I want you to meet Forky.
Golly, Bob Hat.
Look how long his arms are.
Forky is voiced by the actor Tony Hale, who played Buster Bluth in Arrested Development and was Selena Meyer's devoted bagman Gary on Veep. He won an Emmy for that role in 2013. And Tony Hale joins us now from New York. Welcome to Here and Now.
Thanks for having me.
So Forky, the character that you play in Toy Story 4, is, I guess you would describe it as neurotic, anxious, uncertain. He seems kind of like a very Tony Hale character.
Yep. They pitched, that's how they pitched him to me. They're like, you know, we have this spork who's has a little bit of a neurotic energy, and we thought of you. And I was like, check.
Sounds about right. So you're still interested in playing characters like that?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I've had a history of kind of struggling with anxiety in my past, so it's, you know, it's nice to be used for good.
And do you think now, given how well-known your roles are from Veep and from Arrested Development, that people now, a new generation, is going to see you always as Forky?
Which I would love. I mean, I love what Forky represents. He kind of started into this world with one purpose, and that's to help people eat chili and then go to the trash. And I love that Woody comes along and is like, no, you were made for a purpose and you have great value. And I think, you know, on a meta level, what a beautiful message if somebody, you know, might think that's their only route or how they see themselves or maybe how they've been treated. And, you know, everybody has such great value and purpose.
I read that before you became an actor, you got a journalism degree.
I did. I studied journalism and mass communications at Samford University in Birmingham, Alabama.
Did you want to be a journalist?
Ish. I enjoyed the advertising part about it. I interned at an advertising agency. I loved kind of coming up with ads and slogans and stuff. However, the really interesting, cool part about it is right now I'm executive producing a cartoon that was based on a book I did years ago about kind of learning how to be present and stuff. And right now, a lot of my journalistic skills that I learned at college have kind of cutting off the unnecessary fat of like an article or editing and all that kind of stuff. It's like I'll read through the scripts and be like, yeah, we've already said that. We don't need that. This needs to speed up. We need to get quicker. All that stuff was learned in college.
And when you're acting in either a TV show or a movie like this one, do you have the ability to change the lines, to do that kind of editing as you go?
Somewhat, yeah. I mean, it's in Toy Story. The interesting thing about being in Toy Story was no one really was able to read a full script. So they wanted to kind of keep it under wraps and stuff, and which really helped Forky because Forky is so confused about everything. He had no idea why he was there or what's happening next, and so it really was easy to get into that because I had no clue what was happening.
You hadn't read the whole script. You weren't able to do
that. No, I had no idea what was going on. And Forky's very much of a blank slate. Like, he's always asking questions, no clue what's happening, so it really helped because I genuinely had no clue what was going on. And whereas, like, on Veep or Arrested Development, there was a real freedom of like, yeah, I feel like we've already done this, especially with comedy, because you're always thinking this can be done quicker, you know, sharper. Let's let it turn the comedy and all that kind of stuff. So there was a lot of input that they were very open to.
And as you're voicing this, you're not doing it all together, or are you? I mean, do you hear the responses? You just do it individually.
Yeah, you do it really individually. And it's interesting because fortunately been able to do other animation, but coming from doing on camera or live action comedy, you're so reliant on your physicality, especially playing Gary on Veep because Selena Meyer never even let me speak. So I was described as like a bitchy mime because the only way I could communicate was non-verbally. And so to then go from that into animation where it's just the microphone, it's just your voice. And, you know, at times it's a little intimidating when you're just kind of in a booth and there's just this kind of piece of glass in between you and you, all the directors and stuff are on the other side of it. But Pixar really set up a different situation where we were all in the same room, not the actors, but with the writers and the producers and directors. They really created this kind of collaborative, family-like environment, which was a very different energy.
You mentioned Gary from Veep there, and let's hear a little bit of this. This series obviously just ended in May, but here's a clip of Gary and Selena, played by Julie Louis-Dreyfus, having an argument.
You are unimportant, okay? And you have suckered on to me like some sort of a car window Garfield.
That is not true, ma'am.
You think you're some sort of a big shot here? Oh, my God. You are not a big shot, Gary. You're a middle-aged man who sanitizes my tweezers. God.
You're wrong.
Excuse me?
When's Catherine's birthday?
June 8th.
9th. Which senator's daughter's in rehab?
You're out of line, Missy.
Gildray, what are you wearing tomorrow?
I don't know.
I do. I'm your calendar. I'm your Google. I'm your Wilson the volleyball.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
Are you sad that that show is over?
Yes, I'm so sad. I think because our characters were so abused and so atrocious to each other that we balanced it with just being crazy in love with each other offset. Like, we just had the best time together. We loved each other. And I honestly, I of course, miss the material in Gary. I mean, playing him was so fun. But I mainly miss the camaraderie because we were really close.
Which did you like doing better, Veep or Arrested Development?
Those were really different seasons in my life. I mean, the thing is, Arrested, you know, kind of kept coming back. But they were really, really different. I think just because Veep just ended, I'm my heart's there and I really miss that gang.
Okay, well, let me remind you of Arrested Development here with a clip that we have of that.
Okay.
Here it is.
Buster was taking his physical at the recruitment center.
Hole in my heart. I've never opened my eyes underwater. My, is shaped like, but without its shell. I guess I have the panic attacks under control. Oh, and I'm legally blind at night.
But Buster had miscalculated the Army's current need for personnel.
Okay, then. Let's get you fitted for a uniform.
What?
I forgot about that scene. It makes me laugh. The ironic thing is, side note, Julia, you know, was on Arrested Development. Mm-hmm. She played the blind lawyer. And we were asked on separate occasions if we ever had a scene together. And both of us on separate occasions were like, no. And then someone sent us a screenshot of us in a scene together on Arrested Development. So it's like clearly we both blocked it out.
Really? Why do you think that is?
I have no idea. We didn't. Clearly we made no impact on each other's lives back in Arrested Development.
I've actually will often use, I don't know why or what the context is, but a line of yours is Buster when you said Army had half a day.
Yeah, no. And he also said, these are my awards from Army, Mother.
Right. These are my awards.
These are
for
my
sand
awards
racing.
From Army, Mother. Right. Yeah. He's very good at sand racing.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you have a favorite joke from either of those shows that sticks in your mind
gosh.
Wow, this was the funniest thing I've ever had to say?
From Arrested Development, I got such joy out of Tobias being a part of thinking the Blue Man Group was a support group for depressed men. That made me laugh so hard. And just the signs, like you'll just see this random blue handprint on the wall. And it was just how that show just constantly, it was so dense and so many callbacks. And I'll never forget when, before my hand was eaten off by a seal, I remember seeing like hand signs and being like, that's interesting, because I didn't know my hand was coming off. And I remember Buster had a hand chair and I was like, what the hell's up with a hand chair? I don't know what's going on. Cut to no more hand.
You didn't know that your hand was coming off?
No, I had no clue my hand was coming off. And there was all these like foreshadowing of hand stuff.
Oh, my God.
And I was like, what's up with all the hand stuff? And Mitch is like, And then, you know, of course, he knew that a seal was going to eat off my hand.
Loose seal.
Yeah. Right. Loose seal. And it was a loose seal. That's right.
What's next for you after Toy Story 4?
I did this children's book years ago called Archibald's Next Big Thing. And it was about a little chicken who's always looking to his next thing and missing where he is. And it was kind of learning how to be present. And now we're doing a children's series that's going to be coming out in the fall on Netflix. And now he's a chicken that just absolutely lives fully in the moment and sees the best in people and the best of situations. He goes on all these adventures. And there's a little sidekick named Bee, who in the book was like, you got to just be, man. You got to just be. And so now he just really is. I mean, he's pretty much my hero, this chicken.
Do you enjoy having an audience of people who are younger, kids in many cases, rather than adults.
I love it. I also especially love creating something for children with this children's series because it's so – the messages are so simple and just beautiful and just sweet. And, you know, the fact is even – I don't care how old you are, it's always those simplest messages that is what to me is the most profound.
What did you watch when you were a kid?
What did I watch? The Muppet Show. Mm-hmm. And my favorite Muppet was Scooter because he had glasses – and he was a nerd like me, and I was convinced he had asthma like me. So I would always put my inhaler in his hand and be like, that's my guy. It's funny. That's the one that probably stick, like Kermit singing the song on the rock, Miss Piggy, Gonzo. I loved Beaker.
Yeah.
Beaker made me laugh so hard. That, for some reason, The Muppet Show really, really stuck in my head the strongest.
That is Tony Hale, who is the voice of Forky in Toy Story 4, which comes out this week. Tony Hale, thanks so much for joining us.
Oh, thank you for having me. That was really kind of you.